Learn German for Beginners and Dummies. Written by Glenn Nora. Narrated by Angelo auf der Heide. Introduction. Do you want to join the 90 million people who speak German? Are you thinking of visiting one of the many countries that speak German as their native language? Have you ever wanted to learn the third most taught language in the world? If you are a native English speaker, you will be surprised at how easy it can be to learn the German language. Easy to understand and simple phonetics will keep you eager and interested to learn more. Let this book work hand in hand with you to accomplish your goal of learning German. The following chapters will discuss basic grammar rules, sentence structure and everyday phrases for easy learning. It includes the alphabet, numbers list and extensive vocabulary lists. It will even help you put sentences together on your own. Also, it includes short stories to help with your reading comprehension and get you used to the flow of the language. This book covers everything you need to know to start learning the German language. Let's start today. Willkommen! Chapter 1. The Basics. Die Grundlagen. Many think that learning German would be quite difficult. Luckily, they are wrong. Being a native speaker of English actually gives you a leg up. There are many similarities between the two languages. This is due in part to English actually being derived from an old West Germanic language. Our alphabets are similar, as are our numbering systems. Not only do German words sound similar, but are even shared between the English and German language. Many of the grammatical rules are shared, as we will learn later on in this book. We will be taking it easy and slow to introduce this new language to you to make this experience enjoyable. Lasst uns beginnen. The Alphabet. Alphabet. The German alphabet comprises of the same 26 letters the English language contains, with only 4 additional letters. 3 of these additional letters are called Umlaute. They are Ä, Ö and Ü respectively. When writing the Umlaute, if you do not have the appropriate keyboard, you can write them as AE, OE and UE. If you write a word with this in place of the Umlaute, it is widely recognized. The last letter is a symbol called SZ, and in most circumstances can also be written as SS. This is the sound it makes. The following is the full alphabet along with the sounds the letters make, with an English word to help you understand the sound. A, as in arm. Ä, as in air. B, as in tabby. C, as in Caesar. D, as in day. E, as in hey. F, as in family. G, as in gold. H, as in house. I, as in idea. J, as in yet. K, as in car. L, as in cold. M, as in man. N, as in noise. O, as in boat. Ö, as in burn. P, as in paint. Q, as in quiz. R, as in rain. S, as in soft. T, as in text. U, as in under. Ü, as in grew. V, as in father. W, as in vessel. X, as in excess. Y, as in yoga. Z, as in cats. And SZ. Numbers. Zahlen. The German word for numbers is Zahlen, and counting numbers is easy to learn. Although they are different than English, they follow an easy pattern like English. First, let's go over 0 to 12, as these will set you up to learn the rest. 0. 1. 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now from here we are going to count by tens from 10 to 90. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. 60, 70, 80, 90. In order for us to learn now how to say the rest of the numbers, we need to learn two things. First, Germans love compound words. They enjoy taking a bunch of nouns and putting them together to make a new noun. This is how we end up seeing those long, crazy words with lots of consonants and vowels that to us English speakers look daunting, such as Medizinstudenten just means medical student. Once you learn that, it makes learning German so much easier. Secondly, you need to know that in German, and is und. Not too different from us, but definitely important. Now to learn how to put our numbers together, follow a simple rule. In English, we put our tens first and then our ones. In German, it's backwards, ones first and then tens. We add them together to make a large, terrifying to look at compound word. For example, 21 is 21, literally translating to 1 and 20. 38 is 38. 45 is 45. 57 is 57. 62 is 62. 73 is 73. 89 is 89. 94 is 94. Great. Practice using all the numbers. The more you use them, the more you will remember the order in which they go. For higher numbers, it works just the same. As long as you know the proper ending, such as 10, 100, or million, you can add whatever number you need to make up the word. Million is million. Billion is milliarde. Trillion is billion. There are a couple of other rules about numbers, though, that you should know. Once you get up to the millions, ein or one changes to eine, but we will learn more about that when we talk about a. Also, Germans don't use commas to separate their numbers. They use periods. This isn't something super important when you are first starting out in the German language, but be aware of it if you are traveling. Days of the week. Tage der Woche. The German week is similar to English. This week starts with Monday and ends with Sunday. Montag. Dienstag. Mittwoch. Donnerstag. Freitag. Samstag. Sonntag. Months. Monate. The German calendar is similar to ours. This list starts with January and ends with December, and the phonetics of how to say each word is broken down. Januar, Februar, März, April, Mai, Juni, Juli, August, September, Oktober, November, Dezember. Sentence structure. Satzbau. In English, sentence structure has the subject first, the verb phrase follows, and then we have the object. In this aspect, the two are the same. Other than that, German is quite different in sentence structure. We are going to dig a little deeper into each of these differences as we pick apart our nouns, verbs, adjectives, and so on, but for now, let's just look at the basic rules for sentence structure. One of the many mainstay rules is that the verb will always come second. In statements, the verb comes after the subject. If the subject is not first, it then follows the subject wherever it is in the sentence. Another differing rule is syntax. In English, we use the expressions place, manner, and time in this order, but Germans use them as time, manner, place. Normally in English, we would say, Lucas is coming home on the bus today. In German, it would read as, Lucas is coming today on the bus home. Time is first, today. Manner is second, on the bus. Place is third, home. Lucas kommt heute mit dem Bus nach Hause. When using an emphasis on a certain syntax, the other ones follow in the same place as normal. If we wanted to put the focus that Lucas was traveling by bus, we would say, on the bus, Lucas is coming today to the house. Mit dem Bus kommt Lukas heute nach Hause. Even though manner went first, time then just switches to second and place stays at third. Next, when we look at subordinate clauses, the verb always goes last. I don't know when he arrives today. Ich weiß nicht, wann heute ankommt. Arrives is the verb here, and as you can see, the order is different from English. The verb comes last in the sentence. Also, they add commas after the clause. This is also true for relative clauses as seen in the next sentence. That is the man whom we saw yesterday. Das ist der Mann, den wir gestern sahen. You may encounter native speakers not using this rule when they speak. It has become more commonplace to word it similar to English, but technically it's not correct. When speaking German, just as with English, there is more leeway and forgiveness. When writing German, try to stick to the rules, though. Chapter 2. Nouns and Pronouns. Nomen und Pronomen. The first rule of nouns is that in German they are always capitalized. Every noun, no matter where it is in the sentence, is capitalized. This is very helpful when reading German because you can always pick out which word is the noun, even when you are unfamiliar with what it is. Every noun in German has a gender to it. We will learn more about this in Chapter 4 under the subheading The Rules About The, but for right now, to keep it from being confusing, we will just explain the basics. There are three genders, male, female, and neutral. Similar to most languages, except for English, even the inanimate objects are divided up into one of those three genders. To identify which item is which gender, they use the word the as either der, die, or das. In order to help you remember what gender each noun is, every vocabulary list in the following subheadings will have the in front of it showing the correct gender. Now, it might seem a bit daunting at first, but don't be alarmed. Very few people actually have all the appropriate genders to every single noun ever memorized. If you are trying to communicate, do not be afraid to guess. Not only do you have a 1-in-3 shot at being right, but you will most likely be understood even if you get it wrong. Don't let these setbacks keep you from progressing in your endeavor to learn a new language. Plural nouns are a little easier when it comes to gender. They are all neutral, so they all begin with D. Just as in English, though, their endings do change. Nouns that are masculine will add an extra E on the end, or an E and an umlaut. Neutral nouns add ER and an umlaut. Feminine nouns add an N or EN. There is always exception to the rules, though. Nouns that end in chen or lein don't change their endings. When it comes to pronouns, there are some things you will get used to, so no need to worry yet. I is ich and is only capitalized if it is at the beginning of a sentence. You has three different terms of use. In German, people speak in the formal a lot. They even use people's names over using a pronoun for years after they meet them to show respect. So in their language, they have formal words meaning you, ihr and sie. The problem with this is that sie is also used for she pronoun and the they pronoun. The word sie means she if it's a singular verb. If it's a plural verb, it's they. Now, if you've noticed, I have only capitalized sie in the formal you as it should be. The she and they sie isn't capitalized, but they are all capitalized at the beginning of a sentence, so then you have to rely on the verb ending to signify which sie they mean. You will understand how to use this more after you have a better understanding of verbs, their endings, and how they change. The rest of the pronouns are listed in the pronoun section next. There will also be practice sentences for each new section of nouns you learn. Practice saying these sentences out loud and notice how the nouns and pronouns are used appropriately in each sentence. People. Die Menschen. Here is a vocabulary list of people in your life. There are some easy sample sentences at the end of the list to help you practice your new vocabulary. Men. Der Mann. Men. Die Männer. Woman. Die Frau. Woman. Die Frauen. Boy. Der Junge. Boys. Die Jungs. Girl. Das Mädchen. Girls. Die Mädchen. Child. Das Kind. Children. Die Kinder. Father. Der Vater. Mother. Die Mutter. Brother. Der Bruder. Sister. Die Schwester. Grandfather. Der Großvater. Grandmother. Die Großmutter. Informal Grandfather. Der Opa. Informal Grandmother. Die Oma. Great Grandfather. Der Urgroßvater. Great Grandmother. Die Urgroßmutter. Aunt. Die Tante. Uncle. Der Onkel. Cousin. Der Cousin. Teacher. Der Lehrer. Man. Die Lehrerin. Woman. Student. Der Schüler. Man. Die Schülerin. Woman. Boss. Der Chef. Der Boss. Man. Die Bossin. Woman. Coworker. Der Mitarbeiter. Friend. Der Freund. Family. Die Familie. Practice sentences. The man is strong. Der Mann ist stark. The women are eating bread. Die Frauen essen Brot. My grandmother is old. Meine Großmutter ist alt. The brother and the sister are twins. Der Bruder und die Schwester sind Zwillinge. My mother is beautiful. Meine Mutter ist schön. Do you have the girls? Hast du die Mädchen? The children drink juice. Die Kinder trinken Saft. My great-grandmother and my aunt eat salad. Meine Urgroßmutter und meine Tante essen Salat. My cousin got in trouble. Mein Cousin bekam Ärger. Her boss is also her aunt. Ihr Chef ist auch ihre Tante. My teacher was a student here. Mein Lehrer war hier Schüler. My coworker works with her family. Mein Mitarbeiter arbeitet mit ihrer Familie. My father is old. Mein Vater ist alt. My cousin is my best friend. Mein Cousin ist mein bester Freund. My aunt is my cousin's mother. Meine Tante ist die Mutter meiner Cousine. The teacher is late to class. Der Lehrer kommt zu spät zum Unterricht. The women talk a lot. Die Frauen reden viel. The man eats strawberries. Der Mann isst Erdbeeren. My grandma is sweet. Meine Oma ist süß. Her boss is loud. Ihr Chef ist laut. Food. Das Essen. Here is a vocabulary list for the most common food items. Water. Das Wasser. Juice. Der Saft. Orange juice. Der Orangensaft. Apple juice. Der Apfelsaft. Beer. Das Bier. Wine. Der Wein. Coffee. Der Kaffee. Tea. Der Tee. Milk. Die Milch. Fruit. Das Obst. Cheese. Der Käse. Meat. Das Fleisch. Fish. Der Fisch. Egg. Das Ei. Pasta. Die Nudeln. Bread. Das Brot. Soup. Die Suppe. Sandwich. Das Sandwich. Sausage. Die Würstchen. Salad. Der Salat. Vegetables. Das Gemüse. Strawberry. Die Erdbeere. Oil. Das Öl. Potato. Die Kartoffel. Tomato. Die Tomate. Chocolate. Die Schokolade. Pastry. Das Gebäck. Sugar. Der Zucker. Practice sentences. She drinks wine. Sie trinkt Wein. We ate bananas. Wir aßen Bananen. My favorite food is pasta. Mein Lieblingsessen ist Pasta. Do you like eggs? Magst du Eier? Apples are red. Äpfel sind rot. Bananas are delicious. Bananen sind lecker. The boys eat fruit. Die Jungs essen Obst. We like to drink beer. Wir trinken gerne Bier. I do not like vegetables. Ich mag kein Gemüse. Sausage is a type of meat. Wurst ist eine Fleischsorte. Salad consists of vegetables. Salat besteht aus Gemüse. Tomatoes are fruit. Tomaten sind Obst. Animals. Die Tiere. Here is a vocabulary list for pets and farm animals. Pet. Das Haustier. Cat. Die Katze. Dog. Der Hund. Maus. Die Maus. Rabbit. Der Hase. Bird. Der Vogel. Spider. Die Spinne. Snake. Die Schlange. Fish. Der Fisch. Frog. Der Frosch. Pig. Das Schwein. Cow. Die Kuh. Chicken. Das Hähnchen. Fly. Die Fliege. Sheep. Das Schaf. Owl. Die Eule. Duck. Die Ente. Horse. Das Pferd. Donkey. Der Esel. Lama. Das Lama. Alpaka. Das Alpaka. Goat. Die Ziege. Practice sentences. The llama and the donkey are friends. Das Lama und der Esel sind Freunde. I have two goats and one pig. Ich habe zwei Ziegen und ein Schwein. There are many owls. Es gibt viele Eulen. Can you ride a horse? Kannst du ein Pferd reiten? I eat pig sausage. Ich esse Schweinewurst. I drink cow's milk. Ich trinke Kuhmilch. He has two dogs. Er hat zwei Hunde. Do you like animals? Magst du Tiere? Cats are pretty. Katzen sind hübsch. I like donkeys. Ich mag Esel. Llamas and alpacas are very similar. Llamas und Alpakas sind sehr ähnlich. Snakes make good pets. Schlangen sind ein gutes Haustier. Clothes. Die Kleider. Here is a vocabulary list for modern clothing items. Shirt, das Hemd. Pants, die Hose. Button-up-Shirt, das Knopfhemd. Suit, der Anzug. Jacket, die Jacke. Dress, das Kleid. Hat, der Hut. Hoodie, der Kapuzenpullover. Boots, die Stiefel. Shoes, die Schuhe. Gloves, die Handschuhe. Beanie, das Beanie. Socks, die Socken. Belt, der Gürtel. Suspenders, die Hosenträger. Brassiere, der Busenhalter. Bra, der BH. This is the abbreviation of Busenhalter. Practice sentences. I wore boots on the bus. Ich trug Stiefel im Bus. She has a blue shirt. Sie hat ein blaues Hemd. We will buy clothes. Wir werden Kleidung kaufen. My jacket and my boots are beautiful. Meine Jacke und meine Schuhe sind wunderschön. My suspenders hold up my pants. Meine Hosenträger halten meine Hose hoch. My bra is ugly and old. Mein Busenhalter ist hässlich und alt. I like to wear button-up shirts. Ich trage gerne Knopfhemden. The jacket from my suit is dirty. Die Jacke von meinem Anzug ist schmutzig. Transportation, der Transport. Here is a vocabulary list for city transportation. Bus, der Bus. Train, der Zug. Train station, der Bahnhof. Car, das Auto, der Wagen. Taxi, das Taxi. Bicycle, das Fahrrad. To walk, gehen. Subway, die U-Bahn. Plane, das Flugzeug. Airport, der Flughafen. Boat, das Boot.